they have wood hogs out on their backs. They're not paintbrush.
Bristles.
Okay. And the
tusk.
Okay. What do you usually feed pigs in? A wooden
trough.
And if you had more than one, you'd have two
troughs.
When you have chickens, sometimes there's a special bone that children like to save and play with.
Wishbone.
Okay. And isn't there kind of a superstition or a story that goes with that?
Yeah.
Could you tell me what it is?
Well, I've heard it different thing. I've seen, you know, somebody getting save my two daughters. Let's see which one you're going to get married first.
Uh-huh.
And they, one will get one fork of it,
uh-huh.
And the other prong.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pulling, one gets a short one, it's going to get married first.
Uh-huh. Are there any other things like that that people use it for? Or is marriage the main kind of tradition or superstition?
That's about the only thing I can think of right here in this country.
Let's see, what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? Say the liver, the heart, or the gizzard. Is there any one term for all those parts? Or even a pig or a calf, just the inside parts.
They have special names for different things, like a hog. Called chitlins, don't they?
Yeah. No, but are there anything like that for, say, a calf?
No. I don't think so. I don't know.
Did you ever make sausage or see it made?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you stuck on? Is that what you stuck? Is that what you use chitlins for? After you make the meat, what do you put it in to make it look like a lean?
In the intestine, hog's intestine.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same.
So you just take chitlins and stuff them with sausage meat and then hang them up and smoke them?
No. You're an old woman up here, and she'd take these intestines, you know. She didn't raise a hog. And she'd clean them out nice and clean, you know. I don't know how she prepared it, but she'd take the washer. Good and clean. Cook it, you know, neat.
Mm.
That's what she called chitlins. I don't know anything about it. That's all I know about that.
Now, you hear your cow mooing and your horse's neigh, you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to, or it's time to
eat.
Okay. Or what do you call this time when you should care for them? Or
feed them.
Okay. So, what do you call the time? You say it's time.
Noon.
Or, I guess it's later in the day when you feed them. Or when do you feed them? Afternoon or night?
Depends on if you're working a horse, you feed them three times a day. You feed them in the morning, and at noon, and about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when you quit work.
But when it's time to feed stock and do chores, you say it's
feeding time.
Okay. How do you call your cows to get them from the pasture? Or what would be a call for getting cows from the pasture?
What would you call it?
Mm-hmm.